This is Jelly Gals with Ms. G and Bill Mark here in the studio at KTOO. And Bill has some awesome news to tell us. Go for it, Bill.
I can do that. Again, thank you for your support. It's always a pleasure. You make this so much fun. A couple of things. Wish Kanadei has an event coming up. This coming Friday, we have a slam taking place out in the valley at Gonzo. Okay, I can do that. I can do that. So we have a slam. We haven't had a slam for a few months, so we're going to have a slam out there at Gonzo starting at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30. You maybe come a little bit early, get something to eat, and settle in. It'll be a really full house. It'll be a real intimate event.
Awesome. That's exciting. Are we going to get waffles?
You could, I suppose, if you would like waffles. They have cookies out there and coffee as well.
Oh, they do have cookies. They even have gluten-free cookies. I like this place. They think of everything. So that's exciting. Something to do on Friday, the 21st.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And as we said recently, it's probably going to rain. So this is a great time to go inside and listen to some fun stuff. Your guys always do just really fun stuff at open mic. And it's at Gonzo is located out in Off Bay.
Yep.
Correct. Right past the university, across from the harbor. You really can't miss it, but we'll have an address specifically for Gonzo at our next little turn. But before we do that, we're going to give you some more music, come back with some poetry, and just other fun stuff here at KTO 104.3 FM. In Juneau, Alaska, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark from Wish Canadier. Stay tuned. Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and in the studio with me is Bill Merck, our Poet Laureate of Juneau. And he has a poem for you. What is it called, Bill?
This is called The Child, and it's written by W.S. Merwin, Pulitzer Prize winning author. He's written so many books. Pretty incredible. I saw on Facebook the other night, I was looking up there, and I saw that Mr. Merwin is not in the best of health right now, and he's living, I believe, in Hawaii still. So it drove me back to the bookcase to see what I could find. So I came up with this.
Wonderful. Turn a little more towards your mic.
Okay. So, The Child by W.S. Merwin. Sometimes it is inconceivable that I should be the age I am. Almost always it is at a dry point in the afternoon. I cannot remember what I am waiting for, and in my astonishment, I can hear the blood crawling over the plains, hurrying on to arrive before dark. I try to remember my faults to make sure one after the other, but it is never satisfactory. The list is never complete. At times, night occurs to me so that I think I have been struck from behind. I remain perfectly still, feigning death, listening for the assailant, perhaps at last. I even sleep a little, for later I have moved. I open my eyes. The lanternfish have gone home in darkness. On all sides, the silence is unarmed. I remember, but I feel no bruise. Then there are the stories, and after a while I think something else must connect them besides just this me. I regard myself starting the search, turning corners in remembered metropoli, of past skins withering in gardens that I see now are not familiar, and I have lost even the thread that I thought I had. If I could be consistent, even in destitution, the world would be revealed. While I can try to repeat what I believe, creature spirits not this posture, I do not believe in knowledge as we know it, but I forget. This silence, coming at intervals out of the shell of names, it must be all one person, really coming at different hours for the same thing. If I could learn the word for yes, it could teach me questions. I would see that it was itself every time, and I would remember to say, take it up like a hand and go with it. This is at last yourself, the child that will lead you. The child, William S. Merwin.
That was lovely. Really, I like that
very much. He's pretty incredible.
It's how old is he?
He was born in 1927, so what, 90? About 90 years old.
Yeah.
Been living in Hawaii on his own compound for a long time, and just a fabulous, fabulous poet. But just sorry to hear that he's in ill health.
Yeah, that is too bad.
But that happens.
It does. But, you know, he's in Hawaii. That's a good thing, though.
There are worse places,
there
right?
Are. Yes. So at the start of the show, Bill told us about Wish Canadier's Poetry Slam coming up this Friday, the 21st, at Gonzo, A.K. And for those of you who don't know where Gonzo is, it is at 11806. Glacier Highway, out in Auk Bay, past the university, through the roundabout there, and it's below, next to Chance Tie, and below
Devil's Hideaway.
Devil's Hideaway,
and
yes.
Also, note to self, there is a lot of road construction going on out there right now.
Oh.
So you might want to get there early. There is plenty of parking, but it's kind of congested out there while they're,
right.
they're putting up some, they're rerouting, they're moving the road, it looks like, out there. So
lovely.
So, yeah, so get there early.
Yes, get there early. And if you want to avoid the construction, you could come by the back way, by the glacier.
Yeah, you can come back loop and you'd miss
yeah.
the construction for sure.
Sign-ups are at 6:30. Show starts at 7. There's more information at Facebook for Whoosh Poetry. So check it out. And we're going to give you a little music, come back with another poem, a few more poems, and keep it going. So stay tuned. Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck for Wish Can 98. And we'll be right back here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Wish Can 98. And we're here at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau. And I have a poem for you because when I heard that Bill wanted to be on the show, I dug out stuff. But then I found a new one. So we're just going to go with the new one. It's called I Will Prevail by Phil Harris. I have been told that I will never exceed. I have been told that I am living in a dream. I have been pushed to the side by many of my peers. I have heard of the struggles that were present before me. I have heard others speak of the struggles that were they were presented with. I have accepted I can't change everything in my life. I know the things that can be changed will take time. I have watched many come and fall. I have seen those who have raised to riches fall to pennies. I have started a goal. I have told myself that I will prevail. I have seen the evil in life. I have once been a victim to this life. I have learned that the only thing that can hold you back in life is living for the past. I refuse to give up without a try. I refuse to let anyone tell me that I can't reach the sky. I refuse to live for today. I will always prepare for tomorrow, even though it is not guaranteed. I will refuse to allow anyone to change my heart. I believe that a higher power will lead me to a higher place. I believe that change has been accepted for my life. I believe that someone is watching over me. I will prevail. I apologize for the struggles others may have faced. I refuse to allow myself wait. I know that many have never received an apology for the struggles they have faced. I hope that you accept this for me as I am speaking through them to you. I know that for many of you, this is the reason you have given in to the belief that you can't exceed. I will continue through the obstacles that step in my way. I will ask for guidance every day. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not look back. I will not expect that this is all my life is meant to be. I will continue. I will prevail. That was Phil Harris's I Will Prevail. It's a beautiful poem.
Very nice. I like that perseverance. I like the strength in that.
Yeah, I like that too. Okay, so we have more poetry for you. We're going to play one of the recordings that one of the Wishkanadie poets did here in the station. This is Miss Ray, and it's called Untitled, and we hope she's listening because we really like this one. So, just a sec.
While you're queuing that up, I just got an email from our friend, our improv friend, Mike Brown, who helped, was in the studio with us last time we did this for him, right? So he has landed in San Diego. He is on board. He is listening.
Oh, wonderful.
So thank you, Mike, for participating.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, too.
So this is an untitled poem, and it incorporates definitions and my response to the definitions. A glacier is a persistent body of dense ice that is constantly moving under its own weight. I like to think we all carry our own weight gracefully, but with enough power to stand before the trying times and leave our determined marks when it's all over. And when I look at you, I see medial moraine. A medial moraine is a ridge of moraine that runs down the center of a valley floor. It forms when two glaciers meet and the debris on the edges of the adjacent valley sides join and are carried on top of the enlarged glacier. We've each eroded over time before meeting, now exposed. I see you for who you are and love you just the same, pressed together in time.
That was beautiful. That was Ray Freelander's Untitled. That was wonderful. Okay, we're going to give you a little music, and we'll be right back here at KTO 104.3, Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Wishkanadie. Stay tuned. Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I have Bill Merck here in the studios from Wishkanadie, and he has for us haikus. And we're seeing how many he can do in the time allotted.
And I have 15 minutes, right?
No. We're going to give you 3.
Oh, man. All right. Fair enough. Thank you for letting me share these. These are a little bit different from what we've read so far. I participate on a lot of Facebook haiku web pages, And there's one that I particularly like, and I've met a lot of friends there, not to tell a long story, but there's a lot of feedback from all these people who really only know each other through this Facebook writing experience. And so there's a woman who lives in Arizona. Her name's Rosemary, and she's just a fabulous poet. She's a teacher. Anyway, she's throwing these haiku out all the time. So she and I just kind of batted the haiku ball around back and forth. And this is what came up. Okay? Her lips, even the cherry trees, jealous. Shaking the petals, smoothing out her favorite blouse within the violets. That summer we picked blackberries, purple kisses. Love is short, forgetting long, broken comb beside the sink. Blue snow holds the shadows, memory garden. There you go.
You know you did that in a minute and a half. You have any more haikus?
Want to
write some more?
Yeah. We'll get right on that. Let me get Rosemary on the phone here. We'll figure something out. So.
I like that. And this is a person who's also listening?
Yeah. She's in Phoenix.
Wow.
She's in Tucson.
And
she.
Wonderful.
There's just a litany of. I mean, you go to some of these haiku websites. There must be a dozen of them, and it's a lot of the times the same people just coming up with different themes for various web pages. It's really fun. It's really fun to play with. So I appreciate Rosemary and everybody else who's out there who participates in the Facebook poetry sites. It means a lot.
It's amazing. A haiku, as short as it is, can just elicit so many visions when you're, you know, thinking of, because I'm thinking of snow and berries, and I'm going, oh, yeah, no, this is, you're talking Juno, too.
Right, well, haiku is supposed to be very evocative. You're supposed to say as much as you can with as few syllables as you need, so. And you mentioned earlier before we started that we're starting to see poetry on the streets for some reason.
Right.
I can't figure that out. They're haiku, they're poems. So keep your, you know, it's kind of like a Where's Waldo game out there for poetry right now. Watch where you're walking, because you might bump into some poetry.
I'm in a car, I'm not walking, but I've been looking, and I wanted to post a picture the next time I saw one. Because I found out last night when I was on Facebook, and people were posting them and the pictures of them and, you know, reading them aloud and going, I love it. It's great. Who wrote this? And they're anonymous.
They're anonymous.
That's very fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah, if people wanted to take photos and just share them on Facebook, you know, share them with Whoosh, whatever you want to do, just share them. It'd be fun. Just one more thing that makes Juno what it is.
We have a poem, baby. I love it. Okay, so this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck. We'll be right back, give you a little music, and we're going to come back. Bill has another announcement to make, right?
If there's time when we come back, sure.
Okay, so we're going to give you some music and get ready for the next poem as well as another announcement. Here is 104.3 KTOO FM in Juno, Alaska. Hello, we're back. It's Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Whoosh Can IDA in the studio with me. And we have another poem to read you. And then Bill has an announcement about a workshop that's coming up. So let me start with Gwendolyn Brooks, When You Have Forgotten Sunday, The Love Story. And when you have forgotten the bright bedclothes on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and most especially when you have forgotten Sunday, when you have forgotten Sunday halves in bed, or me sitting on the front room radiator in the limping afternoon, looking off down the street to nowhere, hugged by my plain old wrapper of no expectation, and nothing I have to do, and I'm happy, why? And if Monday never had to come, when you have forgotten that, I say, and how you swore if somebody beeped the bell, and how my heart played hopscotch if the telephone rang, and how we finally went into Sunday dinner, that is to say, went across the front room floor to the ink-spotted table in the southwest corner, to Sunday dinner, which was always chicken and noodles, or chicken and rice, and salad and rye bread and tea, and chocolate chip cookies. I say, when you have forgotten that, when you have forgotten my little presentiment that the war would be over before they got to you, and how we finally undressed and whipped out the light and flowed into bed, and lay loose-limbed for a moment in the weekend, bright bedclothes, then gently folded into each other, when you have, I say, forgotten all that, then you may tell, then I may believe, you have forgotten me well. It's Gwendolyn Brooks, When You Have Forgotten Sunday, The Love Story.
Oh.
Yeah, nice.
Oh.
It's nice, it's sad, it's
funny. Yeah. Very romantic.
I know, she really was. Okay, so Bill has an announcement that I really am dying to hear.
Sure. Well, again, first of all, we have this event coming Friday
at
Gonzo's, right? We have a poetry slam. See everybody there. Get there early. Next month, Wish Canada AE is putting on a writer's retreat. We've rented a house out in North Douglas, a vacation home, and it's going to be an overnight, August 26th into the 27th. So I don't know what the cost is going to be yet. I think Christy's still trying to put together some numbers. And I don't know how many spaces are going to be available, but I just want to put it out there. Really looking forward to getting people out there to just trade secrets and just tell stories. A lot of us in the Wish Canada group are going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching some haiku. Christy's going to be teaching. I think Dee Durego is going to be out there, and he's going to be teaching. So it's going to be a workshop. It's going to be fun. It's just going to be a blast. Well, there'll be food. Really looking forward to it.
That sounds wonderful. So people should probably stay on your Facebook page, Wish Poetry Facebook page, and keep looking for updates on
it. As soon as we get the numbers together, we'll get that information out. Once this event is finished this Friday, then we'll really start pushing the workshop. But really hope people come out for it. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds wonderful. In August, nice, hot, sunny month. I don't know.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Somewhere.
Somewhere. It's going to be warm. Okay, so you have another poem for us, don't you?
I do. You want me to do that now?
We have your ready. Are we good? Turn on some music. You need music? Do you need a drum roll?
I don't need any of those things.
Okay.
If Jacob was here, I would ask for Jacob to put something on for me.
Something great.
He would be amazing. like I said, I read that W.S. Merwin is not in the best of health right now on Facebook, and so I wrote this poem last night. Don't know if it's done. Just throw it out there, okay?
Go for it.
It's called Merwin is Dying. Merwin is dying, I read, and my breath catches one thin gull crossing white against green mountains. It is early evening. Summer lingers in the spruce, new growth relaxing into the more established history of its home. Merwin is dying. Nothing new about this. A poet's passing, the slow funneling of years into months, into days, into a breath, a poem, taking to the light the truth of everything. Merwin is dying.
That sounded wonderful and very possibly finished. And then you'll write another one.
I will. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for letting me share that.
I'm glad you did. We're going to give you a little more music, and we'll be right back here at Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark from Wishkin 98. Stay tuned. we are back. We've got about, 3 minutes left on the clock, so we're going to give you one more poem, one more for sure, and then another announcement possibly. But for sure, we're going to give you this poem. It's called "This Too Shall Pass." It's by Helen Steiner Rice. And she was titled America's Beloved Inspirational Poet Laureate. If I can endure for this minute whatever is happening to me, no matter how heavy my heart is or how dark the moment may be, if I can remain calm and quiet with all my world crashing about me, secure in the knowledge the divine loves me when everyone else seems to doubt me, if I can but keep on believing what I know in my heart to be true, that darkness will fade with the morning and that this will pass away too, then nothing in life can defeat me. For as long as this knowledge remains, I can suffer whatever is happening, for I know the divine will break all the chains that are binding me tight in the darkness and trying to fill me with fear. For there is no night without dawning, and I know that my morning is near. It was Helen Steiner Rice's "This Too Shall Pass." I was telling Bill before coming back on that every song or poem that I read that's titled "This Too Shall Pass" is so inspirational and very uplifting and just makes my spirits go high. And I do sing it from time to time, even in the office. Oh, yes, I really do. So, there we have it. That, I don't know, are we done with poetry for this evening?
We can be.
Okay.
It's 7:28?
We could be. So we're going to tell you one more time about the poetry slam that is happening Friday, July 21st, this Friday. It's at the Gonzo Waffle House at 11806 Glacier Highway out in Ock Bay, right as the valley is starting in the Ock Bay. Sign-ups are at 6:30. Show starts at 7. There's more info at the Facebook/WhooshPoetry page. Is there a cost?
There is not. There is not a price of admission.
Wow, it's free, too. That is so awesome. However, they do take donations, so have some loose change, dollar bills, fives with you, just in case.
We'll probably pass the hat, and
there's a hat passing. That is always fun.
People can also look out for our colorful poster this month. We don't usually have colored posters, but...
This is adorable.
Dee Durego put that together.
It really is. So let me just describe it to you real quick. It's a deer.
Yes, it is.
It is a deer. It's a male deer because it's big horns. There is a sailor's hat on his head, and I think that's a microphone on the hat. And then he's sort of sitting in water, or he's got a cape. But either way, it is fun, and there are little, like, angel people at the top. It's adorable. So you see this very colorful, fun poster on Facebook, or maybe with those anonymous poems around town. You're looking at the right thing, and you'll end up at Gonzo, hopefully on Friday the 21st.
I would love to see everybody come out.
For
I think it'll
fun.
Be great. It'll be a fun time.
It would be. It really would be. So, there you have it. We're at the end. We're going to say our goodnights, leave you with some music, and the next show coming on.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. All my friends out there in various parts of the country, thanks for tuning in.
Yes. Thank you very much. Everybody have a safe, wonderful rest of the week and weekend. And listen for me on Thursday at KRNN 102.7 FM in the other studio. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.